While damage to the Georgia cotton crop by Hurricane Irma has topped the news the past couple of weeks, efforts are still underway to help producers deal with the ongoing financial stress. A group representing the cotton industry was in Washington, D.C. recently, and Georgia Cotton Commission Executive Director Richie Seaton explains what was discussed.
All the Cotton Belt delegations and relative committee members who are not in Cotton Belt states, urging them to move forward with the Gen Cost Share program. We've got things in place that will hopefully get cotton back in Title I before the new farm bill. If not, we continue to stress the circumstances our farmers are facing. And one of the things that we've been able to talk to them about, obviously our price is not great right now, but we also had to share with them that our cottonseed prices have fallen pretty significantly, and we're looking at some negative revenue swings for our producers from the cottonseed side of the cotton equation. So we're doing what we can to get cotton back in the farm bill and ask our folks to certainly speak on behalf of it and urge Secretary to Purdue to move forward with the Gen Cost Share program for both the 16 and 17 crop.
To learn more about these efforts, contact the Georgia Cotton Commission office in Perry. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.